they're having the Prater's Mill Country Fair this weekend. Prater's Mill is located pretty close to Dalton, so it's a little bit of a drive outside of Atlanta, so this is a nice day trip type thing. And at the country fair, they actually have educational exhibitions on the Civil War encampments that took place there. They also have working antique engines. So there are a lot of historical things going on during the Prater's Mill Country Fair. But of course, there are a lot of fun things going on that you can really enjoy right now, like the mountain music, the southern food. They have 185 artists and craftspeople who come in and show off their wares, and you can take some of that home. And it's right there near Cahulla Creek. And so you can actually take a canoe ride on Cahulla Creek during the fair. There are even pony rides for the kids.
Oh, what fun.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things going on, and the entertainment has a very mountain feel to it. There are going to be a ton of Appalachian-style cloggers there.
Oh, and I bet a banjo or two.
Oh, yeah, you betcha. There'll be plenty of bluegrass going on, the mountain music.
And the leaves are just beginning to blush.
Yeah, that's so right. It's a beautiful setting, and nature will be putting on quite a show, I imagine. But yeah, the Prater's Mill Country Fair is happening on Saturday and Sunday, and the admission price is just $7.
Shane, sometimes we talk about chamber music concerts. Sometimes we talk about opera. Today, we're talking about chamber opera.
Yeah, Bent Frequency, one of Atlanta's new music ensembles, is going to be premiering Ricardo Zahn Muldoon's chamber opera, Comala. This is pretty exciting because they're premiering it here, and then over the weekend, they'll be taking it to Mexico.
Wow, I thought you were about to say New York or L.A., but Mexico.
No, yeah, because it's actually based on a novel by a Mexican author, Juan Rulfo. So you get to see it here in Atlanta, you know, and maybe you could follow them down to Guanajuato or Guadalajara. Yeah. And it sounds like a really interesting thing because during much of the action of the opera, the lead character is dead. So it's sort of from beyond the grave type thing.
And perfect timing, given that November 1st is coming up just in a few weeks.
Yes, that's the Day of the Dead, or as the Mexicans would say, Dia de los Muertos.
It sounds like it begins where most operas end.
Yes.
You know, there's always a tragic death.
Yes, exactly. And again, that's Bent Frequency, who are a terrific local new music ensemble. They're going to present the Atlanta premiere of Ricardo Zahn Muldoon's Comala at Rialto Center for the Arts on Wednesday at 8 o'clock. And that's a free show.
Shane, it's always been a source of great confusion. The date of Arbor Day is in April. But that's not the time of year you're supposed to plant trees. In fact, it's completely opposite across the calendar from when you're really supposed to do it, which is right now.
Yeah, that's right. And so it's the perfect time for the 14th annual Trees Atlanta Tree Sale. They'll have native trees and plants as well so that you can take them home and add them to your yard and make your yard a little more beautiful and plant trees for future generations to enjoy. But yeah, the Trees Atlanta Sale is going to be happening from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday at their Candida Center. So that's over on Chester Avenue. So head on over there, and you might want to take a larger vehicle to be able to haul some of these trees home. Granted, you're not going to get a full-size living tree, but it's probably going to take a little space in your vehicle. So plan ahead and go and grab yourself some trees and some native plants.